The Milwaukee Voucher Program lets low-income kids attend the private or religious school of their choice, but an enrollment cap of 15,000 kids was reached last fall, and notices were about to go out that under a seat rationing plan, some children might have had to switch schools in September. So Governor Doyle and Speaker Gard have been meeting with voucher program leaders. They've come up with a plan that would raise the enrollment cap by 7,500 children and allow income limits to rise some for existing voucher families. In return, the schools would have to put in more accountability measures, and in the next state budget, an extra $25 million would go to reduce class sizes in low-income neighborhoods around the state under the SAGE program. Governor Doyle calls it a good agreement for everyone.
We have no greater obligation than to make sure that our children, wherever they're going to school in this state, are getting a great education. And today, we have come together across some pretty big divides by making sure that we have put kids first.
But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and some Democratic lawmakers from the city say the governor may be increasing the gulf between the state capital and some Milwaukee property taxpayers. They say under a funding formula for the voucher program, the higher enrollment cap could cost some city taxpayers hundreds more dollars every year. Barrett says the financing mechanism is not sustainable.
What will happen? At some point, I believe the taxpayers will either revolt or they'll say, start making deep, deep cuts for the kids in the Milwaukee public school system.
Barrett urges Republican lawmakers to change the financial portion of the voucher package when the plan goes to the full legislature later this month. Governor Doyle promises to address the monetary issue in his next state budget. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.